Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and this is our Wednesday night Bible study class. Amen. And this is our discipleship series. We are studying the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that is on tonight. Amen, that has pressed your way to just to be in his presence, just to hear the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That it may build our faith, that it may increase our faith. Praise God. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Father God, I come to see your presence on today, oh God. Oh God, I ask you to just touch each and every one, oh God, on the phone line and those who might call in on today, oh God. Oh, yes, Father, cover the apostle and her family and her children, oh God. Oh God, we Hallelujah. Thank you for another day in the land of the living, oh God. Oh God, Hallelujah. We just come to you to just worship you and thank you, oh God. Oh God, we don't take you for granted, but we are all grateful, Father. Lord God, forgive us for anything that we might have said or done on today, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you and we trust you for all that you're doing, oh, God, even when we don't see it, oh, God, even when we're going through trials and tribulations, oh, God. Oh, God, we put our trust and our faith in you, oh, God, no matter what it looks like, oh, God. We thank you, and, Father, we lift you up, and I bless your holy name, oh, God, and we thank you on today, oh, God. Amen, 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 amen. Glory
Amen.
To your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
glory,
David,
God.
Great.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
you,
God.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, beloved. Beloved, we are in this discipleship course because I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, make disciples. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we had entered back into, amen, this discipleship course, and we are on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And we are studying the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit. And we are on the fruit now of gentleness. I believe that that is where we stopped off, on the fruit of gentleness. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to begin to read gentleness. This fruit enables us to show kindness to others, not just people we like, expecting nothing in return. Amen. And so 2 Timothy 2:24 says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, I love this scripture in 2 Timothy 2:24 because we that are the church, we are governed by the world. Excuse me. We that are the church, we are governed by the word of God. The world will tell you, amen, you're the one that believes. Amen. You're the one that claims to be Christian. Amen. So God holds us to a higher standard. We are governed by the word of God, and they shall know us by this fruit. Amen. Every attribute of this fruit of love. Amen. And it says, I love when it says here, and the servant of the Lord must not strive. Amen. And I'm asking God, Lord, manifest this in my life, praise God, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and being patient. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we will run into people that may not have an understanding the way that we have, or they may not even understand spiritual things. And so in a proclamation of the gospel, amen, it means that we should be patient in proclaiming it. We should be patient in the conversion process, amen, allowing, amen, God to give an increase, amen, not getting weary, amen, hallelujah. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. Praise God. And so our motivation for forgiveness is the fact that he wiped our slate clean. Amen. Hallelujah. And it was nothing that we have done. I was just meditating on the Lord, and he was speaking to me, amen, about this season, that we are still in the season where the gospel has to be preached. Amen. Because if all have heard the gospel, and if God was not still being merciful, we, the church, would have been caught up already. Amen. And so we have to stay true to the season, amen, and continuously preach this gospel. And God was reminding me that we all were once wretched. Amen. There was no one that wasn't lost. We all was lost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But we heard this glorious gospel and believed, and transformation began to take place in our heart. Amen. And in our mind. Praise God. Amen. And so we have to remember the state that we was in, and the patience that God had with us, amen, even from the time of us being a novice to the time that we maturated, amen, into mature Christians, amen. We must remember the patience that it takes, amen, hallelujah. And we, too, have to be able to extend what was offered unto us, amen, praise God. Amen. And so, you know, it just really spoke to my spirit, amen, you know, just really humbled me, amen, when God said that all was lost, amen, but through the preaching of the gospel, men can be found, and they can have right standing with God again, amen, praise God, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for his love and his tender and his kindness toward us all. And so we have to be patient with others. Amen. I remember, amen, I had a dream, and when God, I was on a boat, and the wind was blowing, and there was a figure of a man, amen, that was God. And there was two that sat on the side of him, and he said, I love you. And he said, I said, I love you. And he said, I love you too. And I said, but I loved you for a long time. And so one that sat on the side with him walked away with an attitude and said, about time. And I said, wow, did it take me that long to come to this place? Amen. Of realizing the love of God. Amen. And so listen, God long suffered with us. Amen. And his ministering angels a long suffering with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can long suffer a little bit for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have the grace to, the Spirit of God is in us. This is why it's very important. Amen, beloved. I'm telling you, this is why it's very important that we yield to the Spirit and allow the fruit of the Spirit, the character of God, to be born in us. Amen. Because God's goal is that not one shall perish. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, you know, we want to be patient. Amen. Praise God. And we want to be gentle and not be frustrated because people are not getting it. Amen. And 1 Peter 3:8-9 says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Amen. Beloved, this right here is a powerful verse. I'm going to ask that, let us pull that up in the Amplified, 1 Peter 3:8-9. Amen. This right here is a powerful verse here. Amen. And this is if you are the called. Amen. Praise God. You know, because we say we called at times, amen, but we don't want to be held to a standard. Listen, the kingdom of God has a standard. That standard is excellent. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why they said to Daniel, I mean, there is Daniel, and he has that, him that operates in that excellent spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The kingdom have a standard of excellence. Praise God. 1 Peter 3:8-9, I wanted to read it in the Amplified. It says, finally, all of you be like-minded, and that means united in spirit, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, courteous, and compassionate toward each other as members of one household, and humble in spirit, and never return evil for evil or insult for insult, avoid scolding, berating, and any kind of abuse, but on the contrary, give a blessing, pray for one another's well-being, contentment, and protection. For you have been called for this very purpose, that you might inherit a blessing from God that brings well-being, happiness, and protection. Amen. And I believe that this is why even on the cross, amen, Jesus said, hold not this charge against them, for they know not what they do. Even when Stephen was being stoned, he spoke by that same excellent spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And there was gentleness even when these people was trying to take his life. He said, hold not this charge against them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Someone is stoning you, about to take your life, and you know that you are leaving here, but your prayer to the Father for their sake is forgiveness, that they can make it in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to begin to think like the Father. Amen. Because we do know that those in the world, they are blinded by the God of this world. Amen. They are blinded. Amen. He blinds them from the gospel. Amen. From the love of God. Amen. And so we must pray. Amen. And instead of praying evil because they have done hurtful things or said hurtful things to us, amen, we have to learn to pray the mind of God. But in order to pray the mind of God, you must know it. The Holy Spirit must reveal it. Amen? Praise God. This is why they will call us peculiar. We are a peculiar people. Amen? Because where people curse us, despitefully use us, we are called to love anyway. We are the called. Amen? And the Bible says here in this verse that we were called for this very purpose, to show forth the love and the character of God, amen, that he may be known in all of the earth, praise God, amen. And then the third one, beloved, do anyone have any questions concerning the fruit of gentleness, amen? Or do anyone have anything to add or to share concerning what it is that we read just now? And I know that these scriptures are speaking to our heart because it's speaking to my heart, because I encounter things from day to day. You know, people are people and they do people things. Amen. And sometimes, you know, God, having a relationship with God is fine, but sometimes his children, you know, God, children can be bad sometimes. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you ever been to someone's house and their children are just bad children, you know, undisciplined, tearing up everything, you know. And that's how it can be sometimes with the body of Christ. You know, Lord, I love you and all that you have done at the cross is fine. But sometimes it's fellowship with the brethren, praise God, amen. But the Bible is instructing us and telling us that we were called for this purpose. And so I believe that change starts with us. Instead of looking at what's wrong with everybody else, amen, we have to take a look at ourselves and we have to strive for the mark of God, amen, the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. We have to strive for that mark. And so if we want things to change, amen, it can change one soul at a time, but it can start with us, amen. If we believe that things should be better, we ought to be better, praise God, amen. Praise God. And so I just want to leave the floor open for a minute concerning gentleness. Amen. Do anyone have anything to share?
Weeks ago, and I said that the Lord was chastening me about something. I woke up and the Lord had begun to chasten me, and he did it with such beauty and sweetness. And well, that's what it was about, showing kindness.
Amen. 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 And I believe that God is dealing with the church. I believe that his spirit, listen, he draws them with love and with kindness. Amen. This fruit must manifest in us, because for some people, the only way that they would know the Christ is through you manifesting as the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, yeah, we the church, we are called to the standard. We have to get it right. Praise God. Amen. And
Amen.
We are called to be strong but gentle, firm but kind, determined but compassionate. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Determined but compassionate. Amen.
Amen.
And so goodness is another fruit of the Spirit, and goodness and kindness and gentleness go hand in hand. So goodness is an inward quality that expresses itself outwardly in good works. Jesus compared good works to salt and light. So we're going to go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Amen, beloved. When you get it, say amen. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 16, and we're going to read where Jesus compared goodness to salt and light. And it says it is the outwardly in good works. Amen. So we must not be just hearers of this word, but doers unto good works. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone have Matthew 5?
I have it in the Amplified Version.
Okay, you can read it in the Amplified.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. Oh, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds.
Amen.
Recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Amen. And so when our good works are showed forth, amen, those that see it glorify God. Amen, beloved. And so goodness is another fruit of the Spirit. As Spirit-filled Christians, we are called to good works. Good works are the byproduct of our inner goodness. Amen. And so what's
Amen.
On the inside is going to come on the outside. Amen. It's going to manifest. Amen. And so sometimes, amen, people say, I slipped and I said this, and I slipped and I did this. No, if it's on the inside, it's going to manifest. Don't say you slipped. Get yourself delivered. Amen. Praise God. Pull that
Amen.
Tongue up under subjection. The Bible teaches us that out of the mouth speaks the issues of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to give you that scripture really quick for those of you that may not have seen it, you know, that you can have it. Out of your mouth speaks the issues of the heart. And sometimes we would like to say that, how would you know my heart? But the moment you open up your mouth, we know your heart. Amen. Praise God. A good
Amen.
Man, and this is Luke 6:45, and I'm reading it in the KJV. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaketh. Amen. Praise God. And so,
Amen.
Beloved, listen, we have to be able to guard the tongue. Amen. We don't have to speak everything that comes to mind. Amen. Praise God. And we really want, we know that God has done a work on the heart. Amen. Praise God. Your heart is a bag of words. Amen. Praise God. And your mouth will speak what's in there. Your mouth, your mouth, your mouth. And so if it's speaking profanity, amen. Come on now. That means that we have some work to do. If it's speaking lustfully, amen, then we have some work to do. Amen. Praise God. And And so if we're speaking in lack or in doubt, amen, or with unbelief, we got some work to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we're speaking out of fear, then we have some work to do because God did not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. I realize people are afraid of all kinds of things, but God did not tell us to operate from fear but from faith. Amen. Praise God. And without faith can no man please God. So if we operate in any other spirit, are we pleasing God? Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, we want to be mindful of these things. Your mouth is speaking what's in your heart. And sometimes we got to get our heart right before we even open up our mouth. Amen. I know that, amen, before I can, when I'm going through things, before I can address certain things, sometimes I have to get in the presence of God because, you know, this thing may not come out right. I may not represent him right. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I have, amen, to answer this thing right now, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm in my feelings. I'm in my emotions. I'm angry, but I ain't trying to sin. Praise God, because the Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen, Jesus. And then it tells us, don't let the sin go down on your wrath. Don't let the don't let anger go down on your wrath. Amen. Is that how the scripture goes?
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Amen. Don't let the sun. Amen. Praise God. Yes, we're gonna get it right here. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So you could be angry. Amen. But before that sunset, amen, hallelujah, you got to tell anger, you got to let me go. Amen, praise God, because I'm going to obey the word by faith every step of the way. Amen, listen, we're not taking this thing into the evening. Praise God, I'm not taking it to bed. We're going to deal with it now, praise God, hallelujah. A couple of hours done passed, but just to be obedient to the word, it's time to get it right. Amen, beloved, we have to obey all the word. The word says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Amen. Isn't that right? And that is, amen, Ephesians 4:26, praise God. Amen. So there is a kingdom standard. Amen. And so how would we operate in what we do not know? This is why it's important for you to know the principles and the precept in the word of God. And don't just be hearers of it, but doers of it. Amen. Listen, we could put these things off when we are mature. Apostle Paul said that there was a time when I was a child, I walked as a child, talked as a child. You know how that go. But now that I am a man, amen, I am able to put off these childish things. And so he's speaking of spiritual maturity. Amen. He didn't put off these things and then became a man. As a man, he was disciplined to be able to put off the childish things. Amen. Praise, amen, God. So I believe that we're not ruled by our emotions or the situations and circumstances in life or the lack thereof in relationship with other people, amen, that we are truly governed by the word, amen. This word that we know, this word that we have hidden in our heart, that we will sin not against God, amen. Amen, amen, beloved. And so, evangelist, thank you, amen, for the correction in that scripture, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. And as spirit-filled Christians, we are called to good works. Good works are the byproduct of our inner goodness. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. And Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. And so I'm not trying to make you angry. Amen. That's not my intent. Amen. I don't want you to do something that's out of your character. Amen. That's not my intent. I'm not trying to provoke you into that. What we're trying to provoke here is brotherly love. We're trying to provoke you unto good works. Praise God. Amen. And so we have, amen, to be mindful of that, beloved. Amen. Because have you ever gone through anything and you just wanted to get the person back? Amen. Well, that's, yes, not the way of the Christian. Amen, amen, amen. We've been through those things. Amen. That was our mindset at that time. But now that we have matured, we know better. Now that we have heard the word of God, we now know better. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So, hallelujah. The reason why we do things, amen, should be to bring glory to God's name. Everything that we do, we ought to do it highly unto the Lord. Amen. That's what the Bible says. So if we have to correct someone, we want to do it highly unto the Lord that he may be glorified. Amen. If we have an ought with someone or someone have an ought with us, we want to clear it up according to the scriptures, because what we're trying to do is gain our sister or brother, amen, and not move further into confusion, amen. And so whatever it is that we do, we have to check ourselves. What is the intent of your heart in doing what it is that you're doing? Amen, hallelujah. Is what you about to do going to bring glory to God's name? Amen. Is the fruit of the Spirit or the character of God while you're doing these things at work in you? Amen. And so, beloved, sometimes we have to inspect our own intent. We have to pause. We have to salah. Amen. What is our motivation for going forward in this manner? Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I believe that God is raising the bar. Check your motives. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Check your intent. Hallelujah. Is this thing going to glorify God? Is the word that I'm about to speak going to bring God glory? Am I speaking up out of another spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. Other than the Spirit of God. And so we know that people that believe can speak out of another spirit. And we know that because Peter spoke to Jesus, but Jesus spoke to the spirit that motivated Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So at that moment, the spirit that Peter spoke by was not the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And Peter surely walked with Jesus. Praise God. And then there was them, amen, when they was in Samaria, and they said unto him, "Should we call down fire upon Samaria like Elijah?" Amen. Let me find this scripture. And Jesus responded, "You know not what spirit you speak by." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, beloved, you have to just try every spirit by the Spirit, even with yourself, what's motivating you. Satan is a motivator. Amen. You have to discern the times and know what spirit you're speaking by. It's time for you to know. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, his people will perish. They will be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, amen, it is time to grow up. Praise God. Amen. And I believe that this is in Luke 9:54. Amen. And so I want to pull up the whole thing because I want to see what Jesus said as well. So we're in Luke 9, and that's going to be verse 54, and I guess we will read verse 55 as well. Let me see. Let us read from 51 to 56. Right, and this is when the Samaritans rejected Jesus. We in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, and we're going to start from verse 51, and we're going to read to 56. Can someone read that?
Yes. Are you looking for a scripture reader now?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Brother.
All right. Thank you. Yes, I'm ready to read. I am Luke chapter 9, verse 50 through 54, right? You want to read?
I want you to read from 51.
Okay.
To 56? 56, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting started now. Verse 51. Luke chapter 9. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so he didn't come to destroy. Amen. But he came that man may be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to be mindful. We have to have that intent. The Bible is telling us as they rejected Jesus and did not receive it, we are going to get some rejection when it comes down to the proclamation of this gospel. Amen. We are taught to wipe those that reject this gospel. Amen. Whatever city that we are to wipe the dust off our feet against it. Amen. And go to the next city. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're not cursing people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They have a right to hear this gospel, believe it, and receive it, and receive Christ, or reject him. Amen. They have the right to make a choice. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But I will tell you that the seed has been planted. And so sometimes at the planting of the seed, amen, something begins to grow when that seed dies, amen. And so, beloved, amen, even if they did not believe right away, you never know, amen, with the planting of the seed of the gospel. You know, sometimes people's heart is really stony. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a hammer, and the word is a hammer, to be able to hit at that stony heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, amen. So we just really want to be mindful. Praise God. Hallelujah. On how we, amen, respond to those that reject this gospel, that reject the Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We don't want to pray their destruction. Amen. But we do want to obey the scriptures. Amen. And we want to pray that God soften their heart. Hallelujah. That he give them another opportunity to make it in. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, I know that I made it in on the borrowed prayers of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. I know they were praying for me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And I know that people are still praying. This is how we make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
Someone has sent up a memorial for you. Amen. Praise God. Even Jesus himself, amen, is interceding. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why going out to evangelize, beloved, amen, we must have a praying spirit. You have to have a praying spirit to deal with that binds and blinds the lost, that they may be loosed and free, that they can make decisions free of demonic influence. Amen. Sometimes when you're ministering to people, amen, and you think you're speaking to a person, you could just be speaking to a devil. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 A devil that has inhabited that body. And so you have to be able to discern, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that they were sent out two by two because one was sharing the gospel and the other one was watching and praying for manifestations. Amen. Watching and praying, casting out demons. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, it is good to go out two by two. That's how Jesus sent them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we ain't going out just looking. Amen. We ain't going out just to be going along. Amen. The person that is not proclaiming the gospel ought to be praying. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Because you're in the world. You're upsetting things with the proclamation of this gospel. The enemy is mad, hallelujah, that you have come into his territory. Amen. Preaching. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When you preach, there are things that are happening in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Things that are happening in people's heavens. Amen. People are getting hope. Hallelujah, Jesus. Chains are being broken. Amen. Strongholds are coming down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People are being made free. Praise God. Amen. And so you have to know
Amen.
That the power is in the message alone, that anytime you deliver this message, that something is going on. That's why the enemy is irritated. That's why he's mad. Amen. Hallelujah. You probably saying, well, I just shared the gospel. Why are they so angry? Amen. Because the devil is mad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know his time
Amen.
Is up. And he's desperate, praise God. Amen. He want to take as many with him as he can, amen. But we ain't going to let it be us. Don't let it be you, praise God, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to make sure that what we're doing in this season, I know that the Bible says for everything there is a season and for every time a purpose under the sun. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to be discerners of the season. What would God have us to do now? Amen. I was speaking, amen, to a woman. Amen. When I was at the restaurant, amen, and she didn't think that it was good that the church is closed. And I said to her, well, you know, we are the church. The ecclesia is not brick and mortar buildings. The ecclesia is the living stone. The living stone was never shut down. Our mouths was never shut. The gospel was going forth. It may not have been going forth from a building, amen, hallelujah, in certain areas, and there were some buildings that were still open, but it's time for us to elevate our mind and go higher. We are the body of Christ. We are the church. You can't shut us down, amen, hallelujah. This is why we ought not to be mute. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is why we ought to tell of the goodness of Jesus, sing of his praises. Amen. We ought to testify and proclaim this gospel. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus, because it's important for you to know that you are the church. You are the living stone. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The ecclesia is not something that is being built by man. Amen. Man can't build an ecclesia. Amen. But God is building this ecclesia. Amen. He is applying every brick. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And they have to come by the way of faith in Christ. Praise God. Amen. And so we do need the building, because in the building is how we train up those that have come in, that they can mature. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. They come and learn how to pray. Praise God. They come and learn the scriptures. Praise God. They come to get encouraged. Amen. We gather, amen, to bring glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And to sing of his praises and his goodness. And so the building has its purpose. Amen. But I believe even with the buildings, some of them being closed, amen, I believe it was the same thing like when Stephen, amen, was stoned, that it pushed the church out into the street. It pushed the church out into the highways and the byways. It pushed the church out on media like never before, and they began to flood the media waves, and people was hearing the gospel that was not hearing it before, praise God,
amen.
Amen, hallelujah. And so I thank God, amen, hallelujah. Just when the enemy believed that he is shutting things down, the church is really growing, praise God, hallelujah. The church is manifesting, amen, because remember that the stone and the Stephen, they were scattered to different places, amen, hallelujah. You had, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, one preaching in over here in Samaria, and then he was over there with the African eunuch. They was just preaching the gospel in different places now. They wasn't all just stuck there in Jerusalem, because it was not the plan of God that they would stay in Jerusalem. He wanted the gospel to go out into all the world, amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you have a
Amen.
Mandate where you are to preach the gospel. And I hear you saying, well, Apostle, I don't have no pulpit. Where will I preach it? Amen. Preach it from your stoop. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Let your lifestyle show forth his wondrous works. Praise God. In the supermarket. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the church. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been given a mandate. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't need permission from nobody. It's better to obey God than to obey man. Amen. Apostle Paul preached it up on Mars Hill. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. With a whole bunch of superstitious folks. Amen. They had a God for everything. And then they had something that said the unknown God. Amen. And he spoke to them from that. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I
Amen.
See that you are quite superstitious. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead and enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. For you are the light in darkness, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And pray that prayer, God. You said that when I open up my mouth that you will fill it. Give me wisdom to proclaim your gospel. Give me boldness to proclaim your gospel, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stir me up, hallelujah, that I will tell somebody of your goodness. We all have this mandate, amen, from the pulpit to the door, amen, hallelujah. Jesus, and you can tell it wherever you go. And if you ask me, well, Apostle, who should I tell it to? The Bible said, whosoever will believe, you got to tell it to everywhere and tell it to everybody, whether they want to hear it or whether they don't. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We have a mandate to keep. Praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. We must manifest. Praise God. Hallelujah, my God. I know that there was a time you could speak to me about an apple and I would wind up talking about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
You could speak to me, amen, about politics and I would wind up talking about Jesus. His government, you know, is not of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We need to be stirred up like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can speak about many things, but hallelujah, I know what's in my heart. My heart has to journey, amen, and talk about Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I'm just happy about this thing here, and I just thank God. Amen. And I pray that you are getting stirred up too, because we will not be muted. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given us a voice, and he has given us a mandate. He has given us a commission. And when he commissioned us, amen, he told us the signs shall follow. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. He gave us power over principalities. Amen. And wickedness and scorpions. Amen. God gave us power in the spiritual realm. He didn't give us power over other man, amen, but he gave us power over that which motivate man into evil, amen. Praise God. We got that power to deal with the source of the issue, amen. We got that type of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so Ephesians, amen, 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. We are not saved by good works, nor do we become righteous by good works. Amen. We must be very careful not to allow our good works to become self-righteous. Amen. And beloved, this is possible. Amen. Where we can allow our good works, amen, to become self-righteous. And I say that because, amen, even some of us that have been saved for a long time, amen, listen, it was not by our works. It was not by nothing that we have done. We was lost too. But this gospel found us
amen.
Where we were, amen, dead and stinking in our sin, in the milk and the mire of the clay. There we were, amen, unswaddled, bloody, amen. He had to salt us, wipe us, clean us up, wash us in his blood, hallelujah. He had to transform our mind, our behavior, amen, hallelujah, our bad habits,
amen.
Praise God,
amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So listen, we can only boast in the fact that Christ has done a marvelous work.
Amen.
That's all we can boast
Glory
in because our salvation is not by our works, but by what Christ finished at the cross, amen. His crucifixion,
amen.
His death, his burial, his resurrection, his shed
yes.
blood, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
In the same way that mercy was given unto us, we too have to remember the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saved because
Amen.
Of something that I did, and I wasn't always saved. Praise God. I was not
Amen.
Always mature in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't always
Amen.
Get it right. Praise God. But I thank God for this new place. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we're not struggling with the same old thing. Hallelujah. So we can encourage
Amen.
Someone and say it ain't going to be like that all time, always. Trouble ain't going to last always. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep living.
Amen.
Keep pressing.
Amen.
Keep walking by faith. Repent. Get up. Hallelujah. Jesus, hold on to Christ. Hallelujah. We get to encourage someone along the way because we know what it is. Hallelujah. Jesus, this race is not won by the swift, but by those that endure to the end. And God, when the work that Jesus done, amen, is complete. Praise God. Amen is a good work. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's Titus 3:5. We need to ask God to search us daily and cleanse us that we may remain righteous, pure, and good. Amen. Hallelujah. And the way
Amen.
To remain that way is to know that you ain't saved by your works. Praise God. Amen. Keep your
Amen.
Faith in the Christ. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stay humble. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 139:23-24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." Amen. Beloved, this is a good prayer to pray, a good prayer to meditate upon, and make it personal. Get personal with God in this prayer, because we need for the Holy Spirit to search our heart. Amen. We need him, amen, to reveal if there's any wickedness. Amen. We need for him to bring it to the light. We need that deliverance. Amen. Praise God. In order to protect our goodness, we must surround ourselves with good and not evil. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Psalms 101:3 says, "I will set no wicked things before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside to wickedness. It shall not cleave to me." Amen. And so, beloved, we don't know how the impartation of wickedness is coming. That's why we have to be mindful what we watch on TV. Amen. Praise God. We just have to be mindful of what we hear, what we're listening to. Amen. On YouTube. Amen. The conversation of people. Sometimes we just have to dismiss ourselves from some of these conversations. Amen. Just get up and walk away. Praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because, listen, it ain't going to serve you righteously. Amen. It's not going to serve you in that way. You know, your mind is photogenic. When you see things with your eyes, it's snapshot pictures. Amen. You could close your eyes later and see those very things. Amen. You think from watching TV you can't get an evil impartation. You keep watching that foolishness. Amen. You'll find yourself fighting things and wondering, how did this thing get in? Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, you got to be mindful. Keep before your eyes those things that are righteous. Let's meditate on the word of God day and night. Amen. Listen, we want an excellent report from the Lord. I believe that God is truly showing us the way. Amen. In order to protect our goodness, we must surround ourselves with good and not evil. Amen. Hallelujah. And we read those things. Beloved, we are going to go on to faith. How can we surround ourselves before we go on to faithfulness? And faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. And I believe that faithfulness is important. But what are some of the things that we could do to surround ourselves with those things that are good?
You want to go ahead?
No, you can go first.
Okay. I always say, and I'm just giving from a common sense approach with God in it. You know, I always say surround yourself with good people doing godly things, but you also must, on the outside, which is hard to see, and if you hang around long enough time, I'll tell. You know, they might be good givers, good doers of the Lord's work by helping people in a godly way, but surround yourself with God-fearing people. That's the start I would say go with.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't
Amen.
Mean you're always going to get it right, and you may lose some relationships, not just in the romantic sense if you're dating, or, you know, I'm sorry to say it happens to family, but I pray we all forgive, whether it be in romantic sense or family. But you definitely, because, you know, we as humans, like you said in previous, I won't be long, in previous conversations in Bible study that, you know, we're always going to fall short in the eyesight of God, but we must try and keep going with God. So just in short, I think that's where you start. Surround yourself with good, God-fearing people. That's the start.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Beloved, I want you to know that there is a heavenly provision for you, that sometimes in our immaturity we fall short, you know, and see, there were things that man could not do, but now that we have the Spirit, we are able to put off some of these things, because the Spirit is on the inside warring for us. He's inside of you warring for us. And so our focus must be to submit and surrender to him. Amen. Faith in Christ and the course and surrender to him. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do those things that we was not able to do before. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We can. We don't have to. There comes a time when we're not giving in to sin and repenting. There comes a time when we are, with, even though the pressure of it or the desire of it or the invitation of it is upon us, amen, we're not giving into the desires of the flesh. And sometimes you have to bear down and get in the word, amen. Sometimes you have to let, you know, prayers pray in your ear, you know, to fill your spirit. You got to fight that thing. This thing is real, amen.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible says, those that meditate on my word day and night, I will keep them in perfect peace. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you're going to go through some things. Shoot, you may be kicking and screaming all night. I know, listen, the devil may try you, but as long as he don't triumph, amen, praise God. But there comes a time where, amen, we are not defeated. Amen, praise God. And we are victorious, amen. And even though these legitimate desires are there, amen, we want to make sure that we don't use them illegitimately. And so you are so right, Brother Daryl Golden, but I just want to encourage you all that there comes a time in your spiritual maturation where you can really put these things off, amen. If you're falling short, it's not going to be on the old things. It may be on something new that God is trying to teach you, but it's not going to be on the old thing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because, listen, we are going higher. Amen. Holiness, without no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is doing that for us. Is there anyone else that want to share?
Yes, I just wanted to say something real quick, too. What I'm learning is it just felt like I got an aha moment as Mr. Golden was speaking. That, you know, sometimes God, you know, we need to surround ourselves with people, you know, holy Christian people, you know, even, you know, people who are not Christians, you can still listen to them and try to speak the gospel to them. But the main thing is you don't want to get tainted with unbelievers because their ways are not our ways. So that's what I'm learning. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just that my belief, you know, God's belief and you know, with my Christianity, I don't take it for granted. And I also wanted to say, sometimes we think that the battle is always outside of us and it's people. But a lot of things God is showing that it's a lot of it has to do with the inside of us, our inner thoughts, our heart, our mind, our perception, the way we respond. Because I always hear apostle tell me, you know, a soft word, a soft response will turn away wrath. You know, so it's just like she said, when you mature, the things that we used to do because we know God has enlightened us, we know better. So now that we know better, we have to move in God's way, meaning keeping the straight and narrow path. So I just wanted to say that today. God bless everybody. Amen.
That was truly a good share. That spoke of maturation. And this is why sometimes in teaching we reiterate certain things because, beloved, you hear it enough. You hear it enough. Amen. It is getting in there. Amen. Hallelujah. This is being planted. It's being watered. And then the next thing you know, this thing is just coming up in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, I thank God for that share. You know, it is good to be around godly people. We cannot sit in the council of the ungodly. Amen. Hallelujah. And we do have to continue to proclaim this gospel. Amen. But it has to be Christ's way. He did sit and eat with sinners and tax collectors, but it was that they may be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he was present, to call the sinner man to repentance. Amen. And so if we're going to sit and eat with tax collectors, we have to let it be for the same purpose that Jesus sat and ate with the sinners and the tax collectors. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Anybody else have anything to share? Amen, beloved. So we're going to go on to the fruit of faithfulness. Amen. And I love this because everyone speaks of the fruit that all we need is faith at the as a grain of a mustard seed. Amen. And so that's a small amount of faith, and God can do a lot with that little bit of faith. Amen. But now that we have his spirit, beloved, in 1 Corinthians 12, and we're going to study that soon, there is the gift of faith. And so you know that is the Holy Spirit gives you that. That is operated, that is something that the Spirit gives. You know, that ain't nothing, has nothing to do with your little mustard seed, amen? This means that
amen.
We can believe God for greater things, that there is a provision in the Spirit. Excuse me. And so when we come to the end of ourselves, we can tap into our heavenly provision. We can tap into the heavenly gifts of the Spirit. We can tap into the heavenly fruit of the Spirit. And so there is a fruit that is faith, amen, and it's faithfulness, amen, praise God. And all of these fruits and these gifts are bore by the Spirit, amen. You cannot have these independent of the Spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you ain't got this, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you have the Holy Spirit, amen, these things should be operating in you as you are developed and walking in him and yielding to him, amen, total submission, amen, allowing him to lead the way, these things will begin to work, amen, praise God. And so faithfulness, this fruit involves not only faith, believing without seeing, but also devotion, fidelity, and loyalty to God and to the things of the Spirit, amen. And so that's what I said. And this right here goes beyond your human faith. This is beyond that. You know, I like to say when you come to the end of yourself, amen, praise God. See, when the world come to the end of themselves, what else do they have? We come to the end of ourselves, we still have a heavenly provision, amen?
Amen.
God is working, amen, praise God. And so as stewards of Jesus Christ, we are called to be faithful. It is not a suggestion, but rather an expected attribute of born again believers. And so we have to ask ourselves, how can we be more faithful? The Bible says, study the word of God to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How can we be more faithful in studying the word? How can we be more faithful in praying without ceasing? How? So then, look, we have to build ourselves up, amen, in prayer, amen. Every opportunity that we have to pray, let's pray. And so I don't like to tell people I'll pray for you and then I leave the phone and forget to pray. No, I tell them, okay, let's pray now. Praise God, hallelujah. One less thing that I have to remember to do later. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
And so how can we be more faithful, amen, more faithful in manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, amen, a godly character, amen. How can we be more faithful, amen, praise God. And so that's one of the things that we have to ask ourselves. And just like you set forth plans, listen, these are spiritual plans. Set forth a plan on how can you be more faithful, amen. Set short-term goals, long-term goals, get there. Amen. Praise God. Whatever it takes. Amen. Whatever the Bible is saying. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. And we may not see ourselves as a steward, but we are stewards. We are stewards over, listen, the earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within it. Belong unto God. Every house that we own, every car, amen, praise God, amen, everything is God's, amen, hallelujah. And so whatever
amen.
You may have or possess, even if you paid for it, the money is his, praise God, amen. You
amen.
Are only
Please
being
go
a
go
steward,
go
and you, amen, and you're supposed to multiply when he give us kids, amen. We are stewards, amen. We are
amen.
Held accountable for those lives, praise God.
Amen.
Training them up in the way
amen.
That they should take, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. So if we have children and we teaching them everything else but the word of God, then something is wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not doing what it is that we're supposed to do. Amen. Even on your jobs in the world. Amen. Everything that you're doing it highly unto God. Even that job, you're doing it highly unto God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, I believe that it's important that we see ourselves as stewards and that we grow into being faithful stewards. We want to be found faithful, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to glorify God in this body because this body is the temple of the true and living God. Hallelujah. I want to be found faithful, glorifying him in this body that he has prepared for me until I leave this body and put on glory. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my body that God gave unto me, the temple of the Spirit of the Lord that is in there. Amen. And so we want to be found faithful. Amen. Faithfulness is demonstrated in many ways in our attendance in the house of God. Amen. So it's not just enough that you just listen to the video, to the broadcast later. No, show up. Be present. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Shoot, there was a time, amen, and I always say this, amen, whenever there was a service, we was there, couldn't wait to serve. It was an honor to serve in the house of God. Amen. Whether you was a greeter at the door, amen, or whether you played the piano or whether you was an usher or a nurse, amen, hallelujah, whatever it is, it was good to serve, praise God, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, and we were serving for his glory, amen, praise God. And so faithfulness is demonstrated in many, many ways in our attendance, in the house of God, in our financial support of the kingdom, in our prayer and devotion life, in our witnessing, and in our personal relationship. And so, beloved, in it all, do not forget about you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must develop a personal relationship. You can't be so busy working that you yourself is not plugged in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so when I study for the church, I have to also set time aside that I could seek God for me because there's things that I need. There's things that he needs to develop in me. There's things in me that need to die. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I have to make sure that my times of going before the Lord or being still before the Lord is not always for the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
I have a personal relationship with him. And sometimes that may seem a little hard, a little strange, amen, especially with all of these services. Beloved, you got to find some time. With your busy schedule, you got to find time for that intimate relationship that you are supposed to have with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Isn't that every time? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In reality, faithfulness is simply believing and trusting God in every area of our lives, having confidence and reliance in God no matter what circumstances we encounter. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, if we truly believe that he is faithful who promised, why can't we trust him in every situation, in every circumstance? When I read Hebrews, amen, Hebrews tell me that where there is worry, there is doubt. And where there is doubt, you cannot enter into his rest. Amen? And so, beloved, we could believe God for a host of things and come to this one thing that is on the forefront. I'm going to tell you, recently, I have two air conditioned units, amen. And recently, my main unit was out. And so it was out. I called the people in. I paid the $89 service fee. They bypassed something. It was on. A couple of days later, there was a little storm. It went out again, amen. And, boy, I was saying, I said, "Lord, there goes the mine. Somebody's sabotaging. Somebody's doing something to the house. The mine was going there." And then God, just the Holy Spirit ministered to me, "Calm down. Calm down." Amen. Praise God. Amen. I am in the midst of this circumstance. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave me peace. I began to take that situation and trust in him because I was out there. Praise God. Amen. I was out there. You know, mm-hmm. and God just wounded me back in. Come on now. Come on back in. Come close to the throne of grace. Praise God. Let me speak to your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And I began to meditate on the Lord and know that whatever the situation and circumstance is, that he is in the midst and that he will give me favor. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I had to be patient and I had to wait. And then I was prompted 2 days ago to call to see if my part was ready, and the part was ready. And so I learned something else about the new house. Praise God. Amen. There was, and I thought I checked my fuse box because, you know, I've been a homeowner for over 20-something years, and so, but there was something that was in the middle that I did not catch, and that was why everything was out again. Amen.
Praise God.
And when a young lady came, I said, show me. Praise God. Show me. And she showed me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, certain things are teaching moments for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so mm-hmm. that was something that I had to learn, something new about the house. But for a minute, I was out there. But I thank God for his ministering spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit mm-hmm. is a ministering spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll deal with you concerning your character. Why are you going there? Amen. Don't you know that God is in control of it all? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, just be a little patient. So I told Sadie, I said, Asia, cut on the air conditioner upstairs because cold air drop. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I started getting scientific. Praise God. Amen. I said, this house is going to get cool. Cold air drop. You keep that air on. Amen. So the main part of the house was cool, but the bedroom was still hot. I said, Jesus, Lord, I put that fan on. Praise God. And I said, Lord, I just need you to keep me. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Keep me. One night I just went upstairs with the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this is what I'm saying. In every situation and circumstances, amen, we may have faith through certain things, but where we're wavering in faith, amen, we need the word and the spirit to minister to us, to bring us back mm-hmm. into that place of rest. Amen. See, because God is a God of detail. He's concerned about all of your business. Amen. He really is. He's a God of detail. There is, listen, invite him in. Have a fellowship with him. Praise God. Amen. At that moment, amen, it took the Holy Spirit to reel me in. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not like I said, Jesus, amen. I had conspiracy theories. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus, something is going on here. You know, hallelujah, Jesus. He willed me right back in. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, it's going to be God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We might as well just do it his way because it's his vision and it's going to be his way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Amen. We have to get used Amen. To doing it his way. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I just want to Amen. Encourage you. Amen. Does anyone else have any testimonies of, you know, sometimes it's new things. Amen. And, you know, sometimes it's one thing after another and these things are beginning to wear you down. Amen. Praise God. But we have to trust God through it all. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our trust Amen. Must be in him. Amen. To fix it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Or to grace you to get through it. Praise God. There's some things that he will remove, and there's some things that we may have to endure. Amen. Because patience is having his perfect work. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God, Amen. Beloved. Amen. So is there anything that anybody wants to share? Amen. Concerning faithfulness. Well, and I'm going to read Hebrews 10:23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Amen. And I believe I read that already. Okay. Amen. So anyone else have anything to share?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Evangelist?
Well, we should never count being faithful lightly.
Mm.
I was in another, I had gone to join another church, and they had a visiting minister, and he came
mm-hmm.
and he grabbed me by the hand and he ran me around that church. And then he said to me, God said that you are faithful.
Mm.
He said, and he's so faithful that there is a curse in your family that he is going to remove, starting with your generation. He said, I will not say it, but I will spell it. Now, this man don't know me. He spelled the word C-A-N, C-E-R. Now, he don't know me, like I said. My mother died from cancer. My father died from cancer. My sister died from cancer. You see what I'm saying? And several of my aunts and uncles died from cancer. But he said he was going to remove that curse.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
So I'm just so grateful what God did for me.
Amen.
And for us, you know, because, you know, the enemy, and shortly thereafter, the enemy tried to scare me and say, you might have cancer. And I went, and so, you know, you go to the doctor, you be obedient, you go to the doctor and you find out. And the doctor said, we're going to run this test. And I said, well, doctor, I tell you what, you're not going to find nothing.
Hallelujah.
She said something, and I gave her that testimony.
All right, now, amen.
And I gave her that testimony, a doctor, and they did not find anything.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
You,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I love
yes,
that scripture Lord. That before my people even speak, I have already answered. God knew what was coming down the pipeline. A woman of God said shortly after, but he already sent his word. Hallelujah.
But you know what?
Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
Can I just say one more thing?
Jesus.
The thing is, nobody else knew that about 2 weeks before that man of God came to me, about 2 weeks before that, I said to the Lord, Lord, you know what? I'm scared of that cancer. That's what I said. That's what I said. Lord, I'm scared of that cancer.
Jesus.
And the Lord moved it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
I'm
Jesus.
In the name of
I'm
God.
So
hallelujah,
so grateful.
Jesus.
I'm so grateful.
Glory
I
God.
Know what
hallelujah.
The Lord can do.
Yay.
It
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
I'm
Jesus.
Grateful.
Hallelujah.
I know.
Glory God.
I know what
hallelujah,
God can do.
Jesus.
I know what he can do. I know what he can do.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Beloved, that is such a great testimony of the Lord being faithful. We can trust him. Hallelujah.
That's what you
we
do.
Can trust that's him. Hallelujah.
You can
my
trust
God.
Him because he will.
Yes, we can.
He will.
Hallelujah.
He will back you up at every time.
Oh,
he
glory God. Hallelujah.
He will take care of you. He will rest your mind. He will
hallelujah, Jesus.
On things that the devil tried to mess you up with. God will
yes.
put you at ease. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful. I'm
so
grateful.
On
that's
that
why I'm
note,
always
beloved,
saying.
We can trust him. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right. I'm grateful.
My God. Hallelujah. We can trust him with the little, and we can trust him with the great. Hallelujah.
That's right.
There is nothing
that's
that
right.
is too hard for God. God can
nothing,
do every and
thing.
Anything but fail. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
My God. Amen. Jesus. I'm telling you something. That is a reason to praise him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
especially
you,
when this thing has been generational and the
amen.
Word of
amen.
God comes and raises up a
yes.
standard against the enemy. God speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. His
mm-hmm.
breath word. My
mm-hmm.
God. Beloved, mm-hmm. you can trust the word. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, glory to his name.
Trust the word.
Hallelujah.
What God said,
it was
he
like
means.
When the woman of God said that, I heard, fear not, fear not, fear not. She said, I'm afraid. God said, fear not. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, we have to learn how to rejoice with one another. Amen. I tell you right now, I just want to rejoice. Hallelujah. Part of me don't even want to go no further. Hallelujah, Jesus, because God is good. Hallelujah,
God is good. God is able.
Lord, I thank you.
He's a wonderful God.
Oh, I thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Ooh,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He do it for one. He'll
thank
do it
you, Lord.
For you, too. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever it is that you need from God, hallelujah. Talk to him
yes,
about
Lord.
It. Believe
thank
him,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Rejoice,
yes,
hallelujah. In
yes,
your kingdom
Lord.
Provision. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, kuriandere bo sandere kuriandere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, I thank you for doing mighty things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
he is a
Lord.
Miracle working God, a wonder. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory
thank you,
to
Jesus.
Your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. When you think about the things that cancer comes to rob you of, oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he did it again. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah. I'll be praising him all week on that note. Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about my little, hallelujah, mechanical issue. Praise God. Hallelujah. But
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God will deliver you from fatalities. Things that come to rob you of your life and your strength and your
that's
help.
Right.
He is God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus, beloved. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we got to rejoice for one another. We got to praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. We don't bless
thank
God
you,
for miracles like we used to. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. He
yes,
deserves
Lord.
The glory.
Yes,
he wants the glory. He's done something great.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord,
Jesus.
Glory
bless you,
to your
Lord.
Name.
God.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Blessed
Jesus.
Be your holy name, Lord God.
Glory, glory,
oh,
glory, hallelujah. I know this is
Lord,
Bible study, but the testimony and the report of the Lord came forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel that thing in my spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
I thank you. Just with your
thank
word,
you,
just with your word. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
my joy is full tonight. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord,
my,
yes,
joy,
God.
My joy. My
yes,
joy. My
yes,
joy. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
I know he's a miracle wonder working God. My joy is
amen.
Full.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
My God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
my God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want to move on, but my soul wants to rejoice. Hallelujah.
Yes,
ooh, thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. When
thank
I think
you,
of everything that thing brings, amen. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
My
yes,
God.
Lord.
But God just spoke one word. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Corobo Sandere. He cut it all off at the generation, and it won't go to any other generation. Oh, hallelujah.
He won't go no further. That's
Jesus,
what he
hallelujah.
Said. He won't go no further.
He didn't just bless her, but he blessed the generational line. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
to God's name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
I'm grateful.
Jesus.
I'm grateful.
Oh, God,
if
oh,
I can't say
God,
nothing else, I can say I'm grateful.
Jesus, oh, glory
God. Knows
God.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
He knows I'm grateful.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
He knows I'm grateful.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows I'm grateful.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh, blessed
Jesus.
Be your holy name, Lord God.
Oh,
Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. And I'm just trying to move on, Jesus. I'm just trying. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, oh,
hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Yes, God. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, you
thank
are God.
Jesus.
You are God. Yes, you are. Ooh, yeah, Lord. Yes, you are. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
I'm grateful.
Ooh,
I'm grateful.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
I can't thank him enough.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That was a generational blessing.
Yeah.
Beloved, when we stand before God, we have to stand before him for our generation. Abraham did. He did. He said, you gave me riches, Lord, but I don't have no one to leave it to. Amen. Listen, we have to stand before God for our generation. It is not
yeah.
just about us. You got to stand before God with everything
yeah.
that
yeah.
is within you. Every child, every seed, every grandchild. Listen, all of Abraham's children was in his loins. Everything that came out of him was in him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and so I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. I can't stop these tears from flowing. My heart is rejoicing. Amen. My spirit
you,
is praising. At this testimony, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. And sometimes we may not see it as a big deal, but I've seen people die of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I know what cancer can do,
oh,
but
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God
yes,
that he just
Lord.
Stopped
yes,
it in
Lord.
His tracks. Amen. That he just
yes,
cut it off
yes.
at its root. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
My God, I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
I know
you,
how
Jesus.
To praise him. Beloved, I know how to rejoice in his goodness.
Yes,
and it don't
thank
even
you,
have
Jesus.
To be my blessing. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
my God. Hallelujah. I was blessed
Jesus.
To hear of the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And may this build your faith in his faithfulness. May this build your faith to trust
yes,
him. Hallelujah. That he entered into her situation in her circumstance that she spoke something to God in private, amen, but the man of God, hallelujah,
that's
Jesus,
the
that knew
God.
Her
that's
not,
right.
hallelujah, spoke the word of God, the mind of God toward her, and cut
thank
it off,
you,
hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
My God. Oh, he's a personal God. Amen.
He's
listen,
so
you're
good.
Afraid. Let him enter into your fears. Talk to him. Ain't no sense. Man can't save you from your fears, but God. But God.
Yes.
But God. Hallelujah. Listen,
yes.
this word, this testimony was comforting. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to try to get meekness in. Praise God. Meekness, this fruit is an underappreciated virtue. Meekness is often confused with weakness. However, meekness requires great strength. It is humility and humbleness. Amen, beloved. And it is important that we surrender to the Spirit that the fruit of meekness may bear in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's that. Hallelujah. Humility and humbleness. That's that soft answer that turns away wrath. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Because I could have responded another way, but I'm going to humble myself. Amen. That God may be glorified. Amen. Amen. Listen, everything is for us. We have the right to respond whatever way. We free. Praise God. But we choose to obey the word of God. And we obey his word out of love. Amen. Not because there's a hard taskmaster over us or that death is standing there saying, step out of line and I got you. No, because the blood still works, praise God. But we choose,
amen,
amen, this path out of love. Amen. And
amen.
So Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. And so that fruit of meekness that is operating is God's provision. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, take of my yoke. Amen. For his yoke is easy. Amen. And learn of him. We can lay our burdens down and take up his easy yoke. And we can respond in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And his time, Moses was the meekest man who lived upon the earth. Moses was not weak. He was one of the strongest and most courageous leaders that Israel ever had. His life gives us another example of genuine meekness and humility. Numbers 12:3 says, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And this is the scriptures testifying. Amen?
Amen.
Meekness is an inner strength that comes from putting God first. Amen? Knowing
Amen.
That God is in control and willingly yielding our plans, agendas, and ambitions to him. Amen? And so that inner strength of putting God first and letting him be in the forefront, meekness is developed through that. Meekness is the opposite of self-serving ambition. Moses had no goal except to fulfill the will of God. Didn't we just say this? Let God's purpose or you pleasing him be your motivation. Didn't we just pray this, beloved? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The man Christ Jesus had no goal except to fulfill the will of the Spirit that dwelt within him. Amen. When we mature in our spiritual life, we spoke about maturation, to the point that our only purpose in life is to serve the Lord, we are developing true meekness. We are submitting our will completely to the will of God. Amen. And that's a prayer that I pray. Lord, let my will be wrapped up and tied up into your will. Let your will be the only will at work in my life. Amen.
Amen.
God has promised a great reward to those who are truly meek. Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. And so, beloved,
Amen.
We're going to stop there. Oh, no, we could finish this tonight. Can we? Yeah, let us finish this tonight, because and then we just have temperance. Amen. We have temperance, and then we have the conclusion.
9:30. Keep on going.
9:30. Okay, yeah, let us go to temperance. Amen. Temperance, this fruit is not a popular one in our society today. It involves controlling our emotions, our passions, and our behaviors. Amen. To be
Amen.
Temperate is to exercise self-control or self-restraint over ourselves. It carries the meaning of being moderate and controlled in all things. not overly indulgent or given to excesses. A temperate person is under control. 2 Peter 1:5-6 says, and beside this, given all diligence, and to your faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Amen. And so, beloved, I believe that that is a good scripture to meditate on. Amen. You know, that we can be developed, amen, through the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And self-control. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we ought not to be a brute. Amen. We ought not to be raging. Amen. But we ought to have control of our spirit. Amen. And rendering our spirit a total surrender unto the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we do not keep our own spirit in action under restraint, we risk the danger of self-destruction. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 25:28 says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Look
Amen.
At that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we don't want to be like a city broken down and without walls, because if you're broken down without walls, anything can get in. Anything Amen. Can get in. Amen. Praise God. So you have to guard your heart. Amen. Through your senses, you don't want just anything getting in and having access. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Apostle Paul compared our need for temperance with a self-discipline of athletic contestants, sport competitors exercise great mastery over their bodies and their behavior in order to win their competition. As Christians, we are in a much more important competition than just an athletic event. We are running this race to win an eternal crown that fadeth not away. We should be much more willing to develop temperance than even a dedicated athlete. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to become spiritual athletes. And so that means that we must be trained, amen, by the Spirit, amen, through the Word of God, amen. And so if we do not, amen, submit to the Word, are we allowing ourselves to be trained? If we do not surrender to the Spirit, are we allowing ourselves to be trained? What is training us is the question that I'm asking. What's training you? Where you spend the most of your time, amen, that is what is going to be your influence. If you're
amen.
Spending the most of your time in the things of the world, amen, that is going to be your influence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so first, we don't want to be influenced by worldly things. Amen? Like that's what Brother Darryl Golden said. We want to be careful of what we put out, what we allow to be around us, what we submit ourselves to. Amen?
Thank you. Amen.
And so, amen. 1 Corinthians 9:25-27 says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And so, beloved, even the preacher, amen, has to make sure that they put on restraint, amen, and that this gospel that they preach, that they believe and live, because we too can be a castaway, amen. And so we could preach
amen.
To you and you put off restraint. You put on restraint and you live, and then we don't make it. Praise God, amen. We don't want to be a castaway. In conclusion, cultivating all nine fruits of the Spirit is a process that doesn't take place overnight. Don't be frustrated or overwhelmed. Take one day at a time, following the Word of God in the best of your ability. Amen? Sometimes in our walk with God, it is difficult to know whether some things we are involved in are right or wrong. When we encounter situations on which the Bible does not give explicit instruction, here are some basic principles we should follow. Amen. Is it good for me? Is it edifying? Amen. If you don't know, and if the Bible is not clear, you have to ask, is it good for me and is it edifying? Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient, is not advantageous. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Amen. So if the Bible is not being clear, if it does not edify you spiritually, then it is not for you. Amen. Does it glorify God? And we just finished speaking about that. Amen. That's part of maturation. Amen. Or now we have these things. I believe you have the handout, right? These are things that you should, these scriptures especially, you should read. Amen. Because this is going to help you weigh things on whether it is good or not. Amen. Does it glorify God? 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And so we have to practice that our intent and our motivation be for his glory. Amen. Praise God. We have to pause and ask ourselves, is what we about to do, is it going to glorify God? Amen. Is it a weight? Amen. Is it a weight? Does it slow me down or impede me? Amen. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we want to lay aside every weight, amen. So if it's a weight and if it's going to slow us down, amen, we don't want that, amen, hallelujah. We don't want nothing taking us backwards, amen. We trying to press toward the high mark, praise God. We trying to go higher, amen, in the realm of the Spirit, amen, hallelujah. Amen. So we don't want anything being a weight or a stumbling block, amen. Is it a stumbling block or a hindrance to others? Amen. 1 Corinthians 8:9, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. And so, beloved, we have some people say, I don't care what nobody thinks, but you got to care, because the Bible says that you don't want the things that you have a liberty to do to be a stumbling block to others. Amen. Some people, it may be a hindrance to them. Amen. If you eat food that has been offered up to idols, but the Bible says that whatever we eat, all we have to do is bless it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And won't nothing hurt us. Praise God. Amen. And so, but someone else may not have that liberty. Amen. And so we won't eat because us eating will be a stumbling block to them. Some people may not be able to eat pork. We don't want to be a stumbling block. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, sometimes, amen, even in the clothes that we wear, amen, sometimes our clothing can be a stumbling block. We may have a liberty, amen, concerning that we know that we ought to rent our heart, amen, and not our clothes, amen. But certain things can be a stumbling block unto people, and we don't want to be that, amen, hallelujah. Apostle Paul said that I was all things to everybody that some would be saved, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so we must learn to put off the works of the flesh and put on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. This should be an important, continuous, and fulfilling process in the life of all Spirit-filled Christians. Romans 8:4-5 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Galatians 6:8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We are living in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. Amen. And there are additional readings that you can get. Fruit of the Spirit by Gary Erickson and Naked Fruit by Alyssa Morgan. Those are good readings, books that you can read concerning the fruit of the Spirit. And so, beloved, we have completed the fruit of the Spirit. There is a homework assignment that was sent out. And next week, before we go over the next lesson, we will go over the homework assignment. I didn't receive any of the assignments back in. And so you can send it to these assignments to assignment@cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. And I believe I also sent out a fax number for those of you that may want to fax it, that I can receive it here, because this is a certificate program and we will be giving out certificates, but we want to know that you understand what you have been taught. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So just let me see. What I'll do is I will send out that fax number. Let me see. Is this the fax? Let me see. Okay, I don't see a fax here. And so it's okay, but what I will do is I will figure out what is the fax number, and I will send it out. Oh, here it is. The fax number is 252-426-3137. Again, 252-426-3137. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to take a moment and just hear from you tonight, because it is 9:44. We have 15 minutes before closing. We want to hear from you tonight concerning how the Word of God ministered to your heart today, you know, concerning the fruit of the Spirit that we went over. Amen. I know that one was gentleness, the other was meekness and temperance, praise God. And goodness was one tonight. Amen. And so sometimes we believe that we know, but then the scriptures will come and make that road narrower. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I believe that as I study day by day, the road just keep getting narrow and narrow, and as well with my soul. Amen. And so, do anyone have anything to share tonight? Sister Latasha? Sister Latasha? Your phone may be muted. Okay, Brother Darryl Golden.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I just want to say praise to everyone that is here gathering in the name of the Lord tonight on our weekly Wednesday night Bible study. Because to me, again, not overseeing other things, overshadowing, we must do after Wednesday night. If you're here and you had to do some things to get here, like you talked about tonight, obstacles. Praise God, you overcame these obstacles, whether it be responsibilities or whatever your time schedule was, to give God some time. Because once again, there are some people that, you know, truly don't give God time but want all of his great works. And it just doesn't work that way. So gathering here on Wednesday night to get blessed within you, lifetime, as well as going to church and, like you said, do the homework assignments, all these things will prosper us for the kingdom. But I just want to say tonight, with what I learned, you hit on meekness, goodness, temperance. Forget the last one. I lost that one. But what I do know is within my note-taking, I have some short and straight and narrow things that I learned tonight that really hit me to get me aligned with God. Because truly, you know, what you say to us each week, Apostle Asia Heard, is no God, no glory. That's pretty much how I infer it. You don't give him no time.
Mm-hmm.
You just won't see the fruits of his kingdom in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, the points I've learned was know what spirit is within you daily in life.
Mm-hmm.
Be of a forgiving spirit no matter what the enemy has done unto you.
Amen.
And before I read my last 4 points, I just want to say, you know, and I'm going to give a testimony. You know, there's some things in my life and some people, some things I would look back on deserve the results of the matter. Thank God it didn't get worse from my youth because, you know, you talked tonight about how somebody, you know, this is how I inferred it, prayed for us, had the blood of Jesus on us when we were of the world. Because we all truly were of the world before we knew Jesus. Yes, we're talking from children that were, come from Christian homes where there were people practicing the word of God to preachers and pastors' children. It happens. You know, it doesn't mean we're bad. It's just our stage of development knowing God. Some get it right off the bat and never have these problems, but regardless, it's all a maturation process. I've also seen people know God and get out of the world. So regardless of that, God always has a place for you in the kingdom if you know his meekness, temperance, and forgiveness. But I just want to say that, you know, I had some people that I've seen now in their adult life. They used to bully me in high school. And, you know, I've seen them on Facebook, and they send me friendship requests, and I didn't want to be bothered with them in my spirit. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to them within a devilish spirit or evil spirit or I hate you spirit or why did you do this to me? I talked to them in the name of Jesus. I accepted their friend request, but I also said I'm not going to allow any devilish things in my eyes because, you know, like you said, don't be part of the idiot box. And, you know, the conversation, long story short, you know, which is how I was doing and things of that nature. But the whole time, I just thought about what they did to me. And I just said to myself, you know, if God tested me to talk to these people, and he's also got his spirit in me to stand up to say whatever devilish thing is going on, knowing, you know, I'm not going to take a part of that, and that's it. Because, see, God also needs Christian soldiers here on this earth to stand up in his name. If you don't stand up right in his name, then you can't stand before him and praise his name. So when it's time to stand up and be righteous, trust me in life, whatever you have to do it, job, church, town meeting, family, stand on his name for what's right. And, you know, it just, you know, really got to me. But I said, you know what? And I even went to a funeral and saw another person that also, you know, wasn't negative or ignorant. And I didn't bring up the past or said, look where you at now and this is what you got for what you did to me and God knows others. I let all that go. I even hugged one of them at a funeral. That was hard for me to do. Lord knows it was hard for me to do. But I said, you know what? I don't have, you know, this is just me. You know, you hear some things out here in the community or as the young people say in these streets, you take heed of it or just leave it alone.
Amen.
I know I don't have to live around them or be in their presence and I'm not going to judge. But I know what I'm not going to be a part of. Because, see, God also allows some things to happen. And maybe not so much, you know, I know God protected me in those bullying days. And thank God now I can walk, stand high, despite my job situation, because I know I have God. You know, that's the first thing man want to ask you. What kind of job you got? Where you live at? You know, they want to judge you on what type of property you got, what kind of people you come from. But you see, if it's of God, no matter what report card man wants on you at face value, God knows truly what you're about and where you're going and what you want to do. Yes, I'm not saying we should want nice things, but at the same time, I've also learned that walk to going back and have a forgiving spirit no matter what the enemy has done to you. That God is going to allow and test you when you least expect it. I had a woman, I'm going to say this, I'm going to keep on going. I'm not going to take no more time because you know I know we're on a time schedule. I'm just going to give this testimony on forgiveness, and I hope somebody can touch somebody and take it with them. I had a woman I felt that fired me for the wrong reasons, even though some things that I did I don't think was justifiable in my opinion. But I thank God I got unemployment after the fact, no matter how they tore me up in the termination interview. But that's God. I never had unemployment. I said, out the whole time, I said, God, you know what they're doing to me. You know they're doing me wrong. Yes, I was late a couple times, but then they want to berate me like I can't do anything here when they wasn't even training me right. And you know what's going on. I said some things. And, you know, it was all said and done when I had to get some information to file my claim. They didn't even want to give me information, so I got him a resource from another person because that's how I am when God said go righteous forward to get the truth. They didn't even fight the claim. They didn't even fight it. They didn't even rebut it. They didn't even want to go against that situation because, again, that's another victory in God. And I wasn't even looking for it. I was ready to move on. I said, either I get it or I don't. So my point is, and I saw this person at the CVS. I spoke to him with a smile. Yeah, part of me said, don't speak to him, walk away. I treat him with a smile. I said, how you doing? They asked about my employment situation, which, again, here we go with that again, which, you know, people want to look at what you do because then they want to get into with your money. Well, you know, they don't live in the best places. See, we can't. I done got past all that because I thank God I am at home and I'm being blessed with my mother on some things. I know I got to carry my own feet, but, you know, I just wish people really get past that, but I'm going to let God handle that too, not worrying about what your checkbook is or what type of job you got because, see, those are things they want to use to tear you down. Not to build you up. I don't even ask for somebody's job status. I don't care. I don't want to know how you are as a person. How was your day? What did God do for you today? But, yeah, long story short, I spoke to the person and same situation. So my point is when it hurts, you must forgive and you must allow the enemy to let you know you didn't hurt me. Whatever you did, you did. God got my back. God got me. And I'm going to move on. You might want to power a buddy up. I might watch that. But, again, depending on the situation, it's your choice of how you want to forget. I can tell nobody not to. But I just say in a nice way, those actions. And in closing, we talked about knowing God is among your presence and evil demonic spirits as well. Another quick example, I had somebody by in the church. I hadn't been to this church right here, Shallow Baptist, in years. So I said, let me go to a reunion one Sunday. So the people said, yeah, Darrell, how you doing? Because my daddy was a deacon of the church, and my mother went there. Then, of course, they went on to another church here in the county, Carolina County, Virginia, over some things that went on, which, you know, with the pastor. That's another story. I'm not getting to that. And this man came out of nowhere. Look, like you ain't been here. Do I know you? And he was at the table with the other people talking. They were seeing how I was doing. I just came in for a reunion. You might have been born here, but you ain't serving him. Oh, I want to say something right there and light him up in the church base. Because one thing I'm not going to tolerate, I'm not going to let nobody belittle me. But I also now, as I at 50, praise God, I was 50 years old last Saturday. Let him talk. Move on. As long as he put his hands on you, leave him alone. Let him talk. Words can't hurt you. Well, some people hurt, but not me. Because if you know the truth, see, that's that devil wanting you to start a fight, wanting you to start an argument. There's so many things I don't even hear no more. I just let it go out the other. I'm like, you know, I don't have time for that. Like you said, walk away.
Praise God.
They want you in court. Yeah. They want you, your name talked about on social media. Oh, he got the argument and raised his hand and got to fight. And they're not going to get it from me. And I said to myself, and the guy, one of the people in the church that knew me, Martin Luther said, he said, "Dar, don't say nothing." And I went outside. I said, "What's wrong with this guy?" He said, "Man, that guy's getting old. I think he's getting senile. We know you want to come here. Don't say nothing. Oh, God don't want that in here." I said, "But he's talking about me, and he don't even know me. I don't even know him. Who is he?" He said, "Dar, mm-hmm. don't worry about that man. I see you mm-hmm. during the week doing this town. You always got a smile, a good attitude. When you ready to come back to this church, you know what you got going on in your life, financially, your relationship, whatever. Don't you let nobody in this church stop you. You come back here anytime you want to." So I felt that was good forgiveness on me. And again, that's just a little short story I want to share with the group. And then lastly, realize evil spirits work in the church. You know, like you said tonight, you can be praying with somebody that's ready to plot your downfall. Don't like your family, don't like your kids, just jealous of your success because you're winning, you know. But, see, you don't worry about that. God will protect you from these evil people that want to do you in. So know, even in the great good place, like the example I just gave about the man in the basement of the church, and that was even 10 years ago. Yeah, I might have forgot mm-hmm. it, but that was really a shock to me. I was traumatized. I said, "I can't believe somebody in the church I grew up in did this to me. I didn't even know." Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
That's why you got to blow it out. You got to blow
Amen.
It out, Brother Darryl Golden. You know, we inhale and we exhale, and so these are things that you can't hold on to. You got to blow it out, and you got to let it go. And, you know, they're life experiences, but they're not edifying. And I love your testimony of how you was able to walk in self-restraint. And so that's the fruit of temperance. You know, just keep, you know, coming to the Bible study, studying the word on your own time like you do, and, you know, just allowing God to grow you up, amen, that, you know, sometimes people don't walk according to the Spirit, but we want to make sure that it's not us that's not walking according to the Spirit. Like I said, change is going to start with us. You know,
Amen.
So, you know, we can do better. If everyone would look at themselves and change according to what the word of God is saying, then that's when change is coming. You know, we can't control other people. So, yeah, I really thank God for that testimony that you gave, you know,
right.
and how, you know, you are, you know, walking in the Spirit. Amen. And how forgiveness is key. You know, all of that stuff is important. And, you know, may this lesson right here really help us see if we was falling short in any area. Praise God. Amen?
Amen. I just got two
Amen.
More quick ones, and I'm done. Realize your good works won't get you into heaven. I like that tonight. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, I put a kid in college. I gave $10,000 to the church." But did you do it from the heart of the Spirit of God? Did you do it to get your name on so when it's time to go to heaven or hell? "Oh, you know, I did this when they were poor and I sent the kids to college." You know, that ain't going to cut it. It's not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it said in the scripture you gave, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to do good works." I thought that
Amen.
Was important.
Amen.
Do your good works in love. And lastly, flesh pleasing things come in many forms. It ain't just
That's right.
pornography or the idiot box TV, like you
That's
said.
That's right. That's right.
Too much
That's
bowling
right.
league, too much men's basketball leagues, four nights
mm-hmm.
a week, giving nothing to God, going to the racetrack every
That's
weekend.
Right.
All those things, I right now as we speak, I'm going to probably give up high school volleyball for some other reasons, but God is hitting me every day. You've been chasing, even my mama said in this house, you got to be careful what you chasing in life and
That's right.
your flesh. What we think, alcohol, drugs, we got to watch that stuff.
That's right,
you know,
that's right.
That's all I have to say. What I learned tonight, I want to take away from about the time. I know we're getting close to quitting time here. But, you know, I just really want to say how I've grown, and I will continue as much as I can to come to your teleconference by phone, because it really has touched me when I haven't spent time for church. I know I've lost my way in the church, but even when I didn't go, I never forgot God, because he never forgot
mm-hmm.
me. And
mm-hmm.
that's all I have to say. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And no, he hasn't forgot you. And he had given you a desire to get on his line so that he could keep you getting developed and in fellowship with him.
Amen.
To keep you on the track that you need to be. Amen. And you'll make it back to the fellowship with your, with the ministry, amen, that your dad was in, if that's where you choose to be. Amen. God will strengthen you and guide you and lead you that you can do that. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight? Amen. And so, beloved, I'm not sure if this Sister Latasha normally shares, but we're going to close out because I'm not sure why I'm not getting her. Amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time of study. We thank you for those that you have drawn to the line. We thank you for their participation, oh God. Father, we thank you for the word that has been planted in their heart, oh God, on tonight. Lord, we thank you for this word activating their faith in it, oh God, trusting you the evermore, walking forth in the fruit of the Spirit, the very character of God. Lord, we thank you even now that we be graced to be able to demonstrate it in our daily life, to be able to manifest as sons of God. In the name of Jesus, grace us in completing assignments, oh God. Grace us in even meditating on these scriptures, oh God. Grace us that all that we do, that we will do it for your glory, that we will check our motives, oh God, and our intentions even before going forth and doing it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you watch over your people as we leave this line, but never from your presence, oh God. Watch over them and keep them from all hurt, harm, danger, and evil. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. So, beloved, amen. We thank you for coming to Bible study. You are officially dismissed. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Agape love.